Assalamu alaikum. I was watching the BBC news with Miss Sophie Raworth, and she showing, well, the program then concluded with a story, not in the middle, some, I don't know, about the Tamil Tigers. Yeah, the Tamil Tigers, and they're saying it's a terrorist organization. The Tamil Tigers are not a terrorist organization, they are an army. The Tamil Tigers are army. They are a group of people rampaging, having their own whims and fancies. They've got nothing better to do, no other education. It's an army. Do you get me? It's not a terrorist organization. Then you say, what's Al-Qaeda or the Taliban? The Taliban are a group of people. They are also an army. Terrorists, terrorist communities, terrorists terrorize towns and cities. You named them terrorists. The word terrorist don't exist in the Quran, in the scripture. It's just some people averse, they do not believe, and they are causing these mischief. Killing people, murder for murder is prescribed. Now, the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda, they're not terrorizing nobody, they're not terrorists. How can the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda be terrorizing the army that's already there? Well, are the army terrified of them? So no one's terrified, are they? Two groups are fighting. Two groups of men are fighting. Neither is scared of each other, so they're not terrorizing each other. So these Tamil Tigers are a group of people, army. They're hiding in the bushes, yeah? They are army, a small army. So they're getting weapons, they're getting arms from somewhere. That needs to be looked into. The killing innocent people, that needs to be looked into. Perhaps you can make them waste bullets. If they run out of bullets, then they gotta go get some more. We need to know where they're getting them from. I was thinking, but I don't know what this. It's a fantasy. However, when they showed the program on the TV, they showed me an aerial view. Why not put the whole area to sleep for 12 hours with sleeping gas, what the hospital uses or whatever. Put it all to sleep, take their weapons and see them in the morning with no weapons, nothing, with their fingers, thumbs in their ass. But maybe there is fantasizing about it. Anyway, now, lack of education does this. Family values, etc., etc., does this. So we should have taken care of them last year, like I said, but it didn't matter. So that's it. That's all I want to say, really. That the Tamil Tigers are not a terrorist organization. They are army. They are army. Okay, thank you.